When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
On Trackside, the Mountain Yard.
All right, let's see if we align. You go and I'll take, because I've only got numbers, no names, as you know.
All right, we'll start it. As I said, I've done the two New South Wales meetings and Sale. So now is my place. So Coffs Harbour Race 2, number 11, La de Marcel. Good mate of mine trains at Gary Baker.
Yep.
It was heavily supported on debut at Ipswich and had no luck. Draws barrier one. XK Waterhouse runner. So jump lead and win. It's about 10 to 1. So I've backed it each way. I haven't thrown it into any of my multis except for an all-up place
multi. It's your value, really, of the day.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Race three there. Number two, Great Southern Land.
No, that's where we do a line. That's the one we do line up on. That's the best of mine.
I think Damio, the four, it's a cat, isn't it? I think the favourite's a cat, Damio. I reckon I was on it the other day and it went to go past it. I said, never again it.
Yeah. It leads and folds up.
Yeah. And Grey Sutherland is more suited dropping back to 1,300 than the top weight Bo Ribbon, who finished alongside him last start running through the line over 1,400. See, so we beat Bo Ribbon by about a half a length or something like that, but it was getting us. But that was over 1,400. Drops back to 1,300, so we're more suited.
That's one where we in a best. Yep. That's a best of mine.
All right, Nara.
Yep.
Race two, number one. Hey. Veriva.
Yep. Okay, we're lined up there.
I thought we said we didn't even.
Well, yeah. I'm 1-7 in that, but not in the best. We've only got one best.
It's not a great race, and I think the number one Veriva will take a lot out from her first run, where she led them up on a heavy track after she won a trial on good ground. She did get beat by near five lengths, but she ran third to I'm a Steel, who started favourite in that highway yesterday. I know she didn't have much luck in that highway. She was never going to win. But anyway, I still think it'll go all right. My best bet, right, is race three, number four, Subu Galicious.
So race three, number four at Nara?
Yeah, Subu Galicious.
I'm 4-3 in that race?
Yeah, Lady Cardi's out of form, the toppie.
Yep.
Subu Galicious, right, hits this third up where she has got a good third up record. He looks a good thing. And Kenny Stable, mate, Robin Sparkles run a race. Robin Sparkles, there you go.
Let's go to the mall today.
Today. Now in race six.
All right, now, let him keep going.
Race six.
Yeah.
Number three, Impreso Hero.
Now we're out here.
Have you got She's Jesse?
No, I've got 1-2.
Okay. I reckon She's Jesse. So the advantage, what worries about me with it. All right. Number three, Impestero. This is a huge class drop for her. She has one here, but the 1,200 is the concern of being a bit short. I'm just hoping they will go very hard because you've got the young apprentice on number four, She's Jesse, a 4-kilo apprentice. And I think she'll go hard out in front. Alicia Collett will sit off the pace and go bang.
Yep.
And that's why. And then we go to Sale and I'll back Gilligotis' horse. Race seven, number seven, Aria Electra. That's my best bet there. And then my only bet there, Aria Electra.
Do you know what I wrote for that race?
What's that?
In my notes here at Sale?
It draws pole to Fajita Boxy.
Race seven. Yep. 2, 5, 1 wouldn't surprise me. And the seven, and I wrote wide. I actually found that really difficult.
Did it? No, yep. I think it'll get the run of the race. That's looked at the speed map, and I mean, I've done my own speed map, really, by saying, I know it races forward. It draws barrier one. If it doesn't box, it'll lead. So That's why I've done it. So what I did an Nowra Trixie, of course, those three at Nowra, and then I did a Canadian without my mate's horse race two at Coffs Harbour. I took it out, and I'd done that second one at Coffs Harbour and the one at Sale and the three at Nowra in a Canadian.
All right, let's see.
I put all six in an all-up place bet, and you get about 20 to 1
I like that.
Yeah.
So they're all up on socials too. They'll be up on the Mounting Yard as well. Now, tell me whether or not you line up here. So I've actually put these together as a place multi for $8.80.
Yeah.
So let's start. We'll go with we'll go to Nowra, race 4, number 1, Donegal Lights.
Nowra, race 4. I haven't got it. Number 1.
Yep.
I think he likes to jar out of the track. But he's won his last two here over the course.
Yep. I know it hasn't won on a good surface.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
I still think it finds a race.
Yeah. He's won his last two there. The favourite of Mars, number 4, Flick and Flack.
Yeah.
He's on a slight drift due to coming back to a mile after. I don't like the race.
So I'm race 4, number 1, Donegal Lights. Let's go to Coffs Harbour then. Race 3, number 2, Great Southern Land. We line up there.
Yep.
Wodonga. Race 6.
Haven't looked.
Race 6, number 8 at Wodonga. That's Bobo Boogie, 320 for Danny O'Brien at the moment. Liam Reardon goes third up here. Should be finding this fair bit easier than its last assignment at Caulfield. Running behind Bubbly Lass and Midnight Glow and a 64 there at Caulfield. Yep. They've gone up and found a 58 there to try and get a little bit of a kill, I think. Yep. Now let's go to the Sunny Coast. Race 1, number 3, Kahuraba. Race 1, number 3, and then Sunny Coast, race 5, number 3, Colonel Boom. They're my two best up on the Sunny Coast. And look, I think that's probably the better meeting, the Sunny Coast, albeit on the Sunny Coast, we're actually running on a heavy 9.
Yeah.
So that's how much of I think of the day. So what I did, though, was my confidence levels are extremely low.
Yeah.
So I just put them all in a place multi and took the $8.80. Thinking that they're not all going to win, surely. The confidence levels are low. But I reckon throughout the day, I'm just going to sort of be tipping with a minimal stake aspect.
Yeah.
And trying to find them at sort of $4, $5, $6. Because there's not many today. There's not many $2 locks that are just going to walk in today.
No.
That we can really have a slap at. Yeah, we normally try and lock one and correct. Go, righto, we'll have a crack here.
100%.
They're not there today.
You know how you gave Cal a whack?
Yeah.
Imagine if we did this. He goes, Tags, I've got a Yankee for you. And he's got five horses in it.